Chazal that tells us, Kol ma she'ira li Yosef, whatever happened to Yosef HaTzadik will happen to Tzion, will happen to Klal Yisrael before Mashiach comes. We all know the Nisayon that says in Parshas Vayeshev that Yosef HaTzadik went through. But Chazal and Medrash tell us what happened by Yosef HaTzadik's Nisayon. Chazal tell us that Yosef HaTzadik did not want to pick up his eyes. She took a spear and stuck it into his cheeks to force him to pick up his eyes and to look at her. And Chazal say that that's the pasuk said in Tehillim, Barzel ba benafshei. That Barzel ba benafshei goes on Yosef HaTzadik. That Yosef HaTzadik was able to withstand the Nisayon to such a degree that she stuck a spear into him in order that he should pick up his eyes, and still Yosef HaTzadik was over the Nisayon and did not open his eyes. If it says, Kol ma she'ira li Yosef ira li Tzion, what does that mean? I heard from one of Gedolei Yisrael, Rabban Segal Shlita, said that it means that in today's generation, Klal Yisrael is going through that same Nisayon. The Yetzer is taking a spear and sticking it in our face and trying to force us to be metama our einayim. Why is that? Because just like Yosef HaTzadik was omed in the Nisayon, what was the schar of Yosef? We learn in this week's Seder, he became a melech. It says the pasuk in Mishle, Oitzem einov mer oizbera. If somebody closes his eyes from seeing bad, what is the schar melech biyofyoi techzena enecha? Then your eyes will be able to see melech biyofyoi. Your eyes will be able to see the beauty of the king. So too, if we will want to be able to see Melech HaMashiach, what is the schar that we get, what is the nisayon that we get to have the schar of seeing Melech B'yofyei Techzena Enecha? That our eyes should be able to see with our eyes. You mispalel every single day V'sechezena Eineinu V'shuvcha L'tzion Berachemem. What does that mean? It's a tefillah, Eineinu, my eyes of Abbas Avadam, be able to see Mishov Chalitziyim. Berachmim, we need a lot of Berachmim that we should be able to see with our eyes the Gilui that is going to be La'asid. And what is the, how is the person going to be Zeicha to that Tzchar? If Oitzem Einav Mereiz Berach, we will hold back our eyes from seeing what we shouldn't see, then it's Melech B'yafiyah Tezena Einacho. They say every single Shabbos, they take out the Sefer Torah, they say a Pasuk, Ki Ayin Ba'ayin Yiru. What does that pasuk mean, ki ayin ba'ayin yiru? First, you tell us, ki ayin ba'ayin. You know how much you will see? As much as your eyes didn't see. Ki ayin ba'ayin. Your eyes will be able to see as much as you did not see what you shouldn't see when you are in Golus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought us to a world that we have a lot of messianics. Many of us ask a very simple question. Why do we have so many messianics? What's the reason we have to go through so many messianics? What's the reason that the Kaddish Baruch Hu brings us some in this chance? You know why? Because you are going to be Zeichet to be Mekabel Pnei Mashiach. And with what schus are you going to be Zeichet to be Mekabel Pnei Mashiach? Who are going to be the first to be Mekabel Pnei Mashiach? Who are going to be able to see what others aren't going to be able to see? Those that are Mekadosh Deinayim. Those that they had eyes that didn't see what they shouldn't have seen. Kechasheicha ka'era. As much as your eyes were in darkness in Golus, that's how much your eyes will be light when Mashiach will come. One doesn't realize what the eyes of a person are. But let me ask you a very simple question. Is there any other place in the goof of a person that a particle of dust will land and the person will not be comfortable? The only place that a particle of dust disturbs the person is only in his eyes. Why is that? The neshama is in the eyes of the person. And the neshama cannot be sevel gashmis. And the minute a particle of dust comes into your eyes tear and your eyes want to get rid of the particle of dust. And if a particle of dust disturbs our eyes, one can understand what other things, how much they disturb our eyes, and how much they are mashkas our eyes. But let us remember a very important thing. In Zmiris Matzoi Shabbos Kodesh, you are mispalel in the midos of Adir Oyim Venoira. You say the following words. Soincha miyad goizazim. It means sheep from the hands of the people who shear off the wool. The Yaris Devash, the Rebbe Rabbi Yonison, the Urim Betumim, says, what does it mean, soincha miyad goizazim? It tells us a very simple thing. When you take off the wool from a sheep, if you'll pull out the wool and you'll rip it off, it'll never grow back again. If you'll cut it with scissors, with a knife, and you leave over a little bit, then it'll grow again. And in a month, you'll be able to take off the wool again. And in another month, you'll cut it and you'll take off the wool again. And he tells us the seed of the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara, where does he get his chiyus from? Where does the Yetzer Hara get chiyus from? You know where he gets chiyus from? Only from mitzvahs that a person does. Nobody lives without mitzvahs. And the Yetzer Hara also has to take away mitzvahs that a person does. And what is the Yetzer Hara's chachma? The Aris Dvash tells us. The Chaya Adam also says something close to this in Yom Kippur. Dover Nifna. The Yetzer Hara doesn't take away all the mitzvahs of a person at one time. But then he lost his job. And the person's lost for the rest of his life. So he leaves him over with a little bit. And he lets him for a few months do Avdus Hashem. And then after a few months, he comes and gives him an assayan. Then he cuts him off all his wool again. Then he leaves him alone for another few months. Then he can cut him off again the wool. Sain Chamiyat Goizizim, the Urim Betumim tells us, means the Yetzer Hara has a very tricky way of dealing with a person. He doesn't take a person and catch him into his ways of life, but then he lost him completely. What does he do? He let him do Avdus Hashem for a month, 2 months, 3 months, and then suddenly he'll get him to fall through. I'll take away what he can, then I'll let him grow again. I'll take away what he can again. He went through 3 months. It's the most chashuva thing that could be. It's the most chashuva thing, Abacha. If you would know why Mashiach doesn't come, I will dare to say that all of you are the ones who are going that Mashiach doesn't come. Look at me, what do I mean by that? The nachas ruach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for Bachra, living in a generation like today's generation, and being misgabber on the Messianis, going against everything, going against the stream, running the opposite way, and not giving in to the Yetzer Hara, and not giving in to all the temptations and trials and tribulations that you have, and being misgabber, that nachas ruach that Rebbeinu Shlomo won't have when Mashiach comes. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu has such nachas ruach from the Yetzer Hara. Well, sit quietly. The Yetzer Hara let you go through 3 beautiful months. Now you have to watch yourself. Now you have to watch yourself when the Yetzer Hara comes tomorrow and says, finish, the 3 months went by. Now you come back to me. Now I want to have the wool. Now I want to cut off all the wool. Then I'll let you do another 3 months and I'll cut it off again after 3 months. Now we have to watch ourselves. Now we have to watch ourselves. The Yetzer Hara shouldn't be this gabba. The Yetzer Hara is very angry. The Yetzer Hara doesn't like it. The Yetzer Hara doesn't like when Bochum go the opposite direction. And Bochum show him that they don't have his pilots in the Yetzer Hara, and they're able to be misgaber in the Yetzer Hara. Especially it comes the Yom Tov of Chanukah. Everybody knows what is the Shir of Chanukah. The Shir of Chanukah, it says in the Gemara, is Adikalia, Ragalei, Netur Midoi. What does that mean? The Gemara says later, the Geir came to Hillel and asked the question, Lama Eineim Shal Tamiduin Trutais. Why are the eyes of the Tamiduin Trutais? They're not open all the way, they're bent, the eyes of the Tamiduim. The Gemara answers, Shadarim Bein Achilos. They live with a lot of sand, and the sand blows, so the Eibishter made that the eyes should be bent down, so it shouldn't go into the eyes of the sand. The Mashah in Chidushi Agadah said in the Gemara, why are the eyes Trutos without Kedusha? Shadarim Bein Achilos, because they live in a place where it's completely Chil. They look at things that they shouldn't look at. That's what the Mashah says. That is the Tamiduim. So what is the Koyach of Chanukah? Adikalye ragle de tamidoi. The koyach of Chanukah lech are to make adikalye, to end the regilus of the tamidoi, and to use the eyes for which you shouldn't use them. Chanukah lech on a kaddish day 9. It's the best time to go on. They have the koyach to continue the 3 months that you did. I believe that any bacha who was able to be misgaber realizes the difference in his life, realizes the aliyah and kedusha, realizes how much higher he feels, how much better he feels, how much more easier it is to see a Balat Gemara, how much more easier it is to see the Kedusha of a Gemara, to see the Pnimius of a Gemara, to understand the Gemara, because the eyes are able to see. Why are the eyes able to see? Because the less that somebody sees something else, the more a person can see the Dvarim Shebikedusha.
Rishon. Now the Nisayon is a new Nisayon. Now the Nisayon to be Mizgaber, take upon yourself a new Kabbalah. A new Kabbalah, not to let go. Not to let the Yetzirah come and take away all that you did just with one day. Yetzirah has a lot of easy ways to tell you, you deserve now a break. So the Yetzirah talks, it's 3 months. Of course you deserve a break. You proved yourself 3 months. Now you can make a break. Then you'll go a new 3 months. No, that one break where the Yetzirah wants to catch you. That's the one break where the Yetzirah wants to take everything away from you. Realize what you did. Realize the Nachas Ruach that you brought to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Realize that the Nachas Ruach that you brought to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all the Deiris weren't able to bring this Nachas Ruach. It says in a Sefer Kalma, Sefer from 2-300 years ago, it says it over Nifna. Moshe Rabbeinu was one of the Oid Mikol Adam, Asher Apnei Adam. That means even from all of us, he was an honor more than all of us. How did he become an honor? The Rishon showed him all the deiris. And he saw the deir of Ikvus and Mashiach as the lowest of all the deiris. The lowest deir. The Ekev of all the deiris. All the deiris are like a person. A person has a Rosh, a Yad, a Regal, the Ekev. It's all the way on the bottom. The last of all the deiris. And Moshe Rabbeinu saw the Nachas Ruach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had from our deir. That Nachas Ruach he wasn't able to bring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Nachas Ruach that you bring, and you are Mitzgaba and Nisoyen, that Nachas Ruach, the biggest Nachas Ruach that you bring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Remember what you are doing when you are Mitzgaba. Remember what you are doing when you are being Mekadosh Yonayim, and remember the Schar that awaits you. It awaits you a Schar that the Korah Mama should be Zoicha to Melech B'yof Yotachnana Yonecham. You will be the ones, if you will keep your eyes B'kedusha, you will keep your eyes not to look at what you're not allowed to look. You'll be Mekadesh Deinayim. Like it says in Tiferet Shleima on the Pasuk, Hayei HaKedesha Hi Beinayim. If you want to know where the Kedusha, or the opposite of the Kedusha is, it all depends on the Einayim. It all depends where a person's eyes are. If the eyes are where it should be, the person can elevate himself to the highest. If the eyes are not the way it should be, then the person lowers himself to the lowest. And if you want to be Zeichem, to Melech B'yof Yotechzen Linecho, you want to be Zeichem now to be able to see the pearls and the wisdoms of Torah. You want to see the pnimius of Torah. You want to be able to go into the Torah and be able to be kind of the Torah. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you all. That that you will mekadosh Shem Shemayim. And that that you shavtzotz and achas ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu these 3 months. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you the koyach. And for the rest of your lives, you should be able to take the most precious thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you. The eyes of a person. The most precious matana HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you. You make every day a barach in the morning by Teach Ibrahim. Every single day you make a barakah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu again, and he gave you the ability to see. Take that baton that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you and don't use it against him. I ask you a very simple question. If somebody will give you a present, and you use that present to be mazik the person that gave you the present, isn't that the worst that a person can do? Isn't that to be a very bad midah to take the present that you got and use it against the person that gave it to you? Let us think. Say every single morning, you say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Pekeach Ibrim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you a matana, you're able to open your eyes, you're able to see. That's exactly what you're telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you gave me a matana, at night I wasn't able to see, I wake up in the morning, I open my eyes, I'm able to see. Don't take that matana of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and use it against him. It's the worst that a person could do. A person should take that matana, use it for what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it for. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu give you all Gevuras HaNefesh. To continue and be his Allah. Even if Chas V'Shalom, a person thinks sometimes that he lost what the Kaddish Baruch Hu gave him, even if the Kaddish Baruch Hu brings you a Nisayan and Chas V'Shalom you fall through sometimes a Nisayan, don't give up. Just continue further the way you went. That was the Yevonah wanted to tell the Klal Yisrael. Yechshichu Eineihem Shel Yisrael. How? Ein Lechem Chelek Elokei Yisrael. You made once an Aveira, you're finished. You can't start again. Not true. Whatever you did, whatever you fall through, you could always be miskaber and start again. Take the lesson of Chanukah to be mekadosh Deinayim, go further. The beautiful thing that you did for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Nachas Ruach that you brought to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, take the koyach of Chanukah to be able to go further and continue and bring a Nachas Ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and feel the beautiful feeling of Kedusha that you feel when you mekadosh Deinayim, you do the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.